Yeah, I was the first one to bring a scramble set to the park. It was over there, and then the Chess Hustlers forced us out.
The first time I saw some strong players here, I thought they were playing in an Albanian. I didn't know there were English words like that.
I had to do like everybody else. I learned the three-letter words. I didn't know all the two and three. Then I thought it was a game that you play with your mother. And, and then when I saw it playing with a clock with challenges and they're playing a penny a point, I immediately recognized that it gave validity to the game.
See, in this game, you can beat God if you got the right talent.
The game you're about to see is not your grandmother's Scrabble. Unless your grandma knows all the Q without U words and can anagram Eric Clapton into narcoleptic. Sure, the basics are the same. Reach into a bag with 100 tiles, pick 7 letters, and score as much as possible by making words that cross, overlap, or extend other words on the board. Easy enough. But if you want to leave your grandma's living room, be prepared to score 400 to 500 points a game and land yourself a couple of bingos. That's a 50-point bonus for using all 7 letters. You can try to play a phony word, but if your opponent challenges and it's not in the dictionary, you lose your turn. You get 25 minutes on your clock. Don't go over, or you lose 10 points a minute. Use your blanks wisely. Track the tiles as they're played, and don't get stuck with the cue. Scrabble Survival 101. Invented in the 30s, a craze in the 50s, by the late 70s there were all-night marathons in the game rooms of New York City. The official Scrabble Players Dictionary became a Bible for the Scrabble faithful, and the faithful made lists. A rating system was created to separate the grandmas from the grandmasters, though at a tournament they can be one and the same. A big tournament can be a real pressure cooker. 8 games a day for 4 days straight, testing your mental and physical stamina. Hasbro, the game's current owner, sponsors the biggest tournament of all, the U.S. Nationals. This year they're in San Diego, 9 months from now. The winner will get $25,000 and appear on the Today Show. Until then, a group of diehards will go from tournament to tournament, word lists in hand, ratings on their mind. These word warriors all share one goal, a national championship. This is the story of 4 of them.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up? Nothing.
How you feel, man?
No, not good.
Oh, I'm sorry for you. Shit. What's your record now?
11-10.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I mean, you know, somebody's got to tread water in the tournament, but whatever. I'm still in good shape, and I'm not, you know, the physical conditioning has helped me be not quite as messed up, or, you know, my attitude not be as bad.
Well, when you're drawing poorly, eventually you begin to play poorly. I mean, that's common. Shut that goddamn noise up!
Here in Vegas, a lot of the greatest players in the world are here, intense, focused, they want to win this tournament. Matt Graham.
There's going to be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth.
He wants to be the best in the world at Scrabble. Joe Edley, this guy is a word machine. Joel Sherman would love to win this again. He beat Matt in the finals 4 years ago. Oh, it's Venice.
Good luck, and please begin.
Unlike a lot of other players, I love words outside the realm of Scrabble. I mean, obviously, I study the word sources I have to for play, but, you know, I'm very into, like, palindromes and origins of other words. I save every book and want to have them around, especially this is sports.
These are just all my favorite books.
These are the books on words.
Encyclopedia of Delusions, the Encyclopedia of Ignorance, Crime and Death and Disaster,
the International Journal of Verbal Aggression. And this is like my shrine, which I haven't yet built, to myself. I do use brain function stuff, but I'm actually really low on it at this point. Which is one reason maybe I got slaughtered in my last tournament.
Piracetam, hydrogen, citrophenoxine, which is basically DMAE, I mean, a really good form of it.
Definitely B-complex vitamins and some like acetyl-L-carnitine, ginkgo, brain-boosting stuff. And then that's pretty much it. This is chromium picolinate, which a lot of people know. I've done some, like, really weird anagramming in my sleep before. And this is one of the most notable. I'm waking up thinking, because I knew picolinate was not in the dictionary that we use for Scrabble play, but I wondered if anti-police might be, which is, in fact, the same letters as picolinate. And sure enough, it was. That's just an example of subconscious brain work going on that I can't possibly figure out.
You know which tournament's going on in your hotel right now?
Rodeo? I'm not sure if it's boxing or like K-1 fighting.
I don't know.
Scrabble?
The emotional and spiritual side is really underestimated. It's not enough to know the words and be brilliant.
The top Scrabble players, as a general rule, are not an affluent lot because they have structured their lives in a way that they can devote 3, 4, or 5 hours a day to Scrabble. So that's going, for the most part, is going to eliminate corporate CEOs and whatever.
For me, the monetary rewards of this game are very important because I'm really not earning a living doing anything else. Well, I claim to play Scrabble for a living, but you can't earn a living at Scrabble yet. GI stands for gastrointestinal reflux. It's acid bubbling up from my stomach, burning my esophagus, and actually bubbling all the way back up into my mouth. With me, I do have to see the letters, but I visualize them floating around in a jumble in front of me, like just out in the air. And they somehow sort themselves out. Am I a genius? I don't think I'm a genius. I think I have developed one skill beyond what most people would dream of, but it is not a skill that most people would pay you to develop at this point. I have dreams that it will become one, but, excuse me, there's my GI.
Knowledge.
He played Seremia and Tenfold Fit right alongside it.
Name is Marlon Hill. I came second in the Nationals in 96. I knew I needed to come in first or second. $10,000 was okay. $25,000 would have been better. I do absolutely nothing for a living. I make no living. I'm happily poor.
This is where I grew up. I grew up on Curly Street. This is, you know, how I became me in this neighborhood.
How many motherfuckers from inner city play Scrabble at tournaments? Big tournaments, I show up, I try and take a piece of change, and I keep moving.
You talking about Scrabble, why don't you ask me, man? Okay. If you don't give a fuck, come over here and ask me what you talking about. If you don't give a fuck, why are you asking about it?
This is what I have to deal with, huh?
You got 3-1-1, see you. 6-7-4, 33-2 is 35, and you told him it was down by 120, I beg your pardon. How about
whatever?
How about 147?
That's right.
Illinois, yeah, I know that word. A-L-I-E-N-O-R. That's a good word.
You drove like?
Of course I did. Yeah.
You wouldn't have had nothing if I had a bingo. Oh, okay. That's the whole point. Oh, what you had.
Probably one of the best moments I would remember about him would be in his teacher saying that he should have probably attended a private school. He didn't want to go. He said he didn't want to be no little law sissy.
They wanted me to learn German for some fucking reason. And I was like, you know, no way. No way. English is hard enough. The language is going to have the characteristics of the people that speak it. If the people is inconsistent, the language is going to be inconsistent. If the people is fucking greedy, take shit no matter where they go, the language is going to take shit no matter where it go. The language is a reflection of the people.
Anna tu sole più bello in me, o sole mio, sta in fronte a te.
Joe Edley is the best tournament player by far. There's no one nowhere near him. The Zen shit gotta help.
If you focus too much on winning, you will have many wins and many losses. You will start to get on a roller coaster emotionally of going up, going down, of caring too much. Let's say you have three I's, two O's, an R and a T. That's a terrible rack. And if you feel really bad about it, well, are you really going to spend as much time and objectivity in figuring out how to use two I's and maybe an O and, you know, maybe saving an hour or T.
My energy has been up and down. I feel like I have a block in my lower belly that I never seem to have enough time to work it out. But when I notice it, I have a place that I go. I mean, I know what I have to feel in order to be positive and highly energetic and curious and get rid of the negative stuff.
Hey, guy, good to see you.
What's your record? How you doing?
3-1.
Me too, yeah.
Get to meet, hopefully.
Okay. That extra step, champion, is someone who has basically total control over their responses in a game situation. Where am I going? So for 50 minutes, you are focused on your breathing to make sure that the energy is flowing through your body and up through your head so you can think properly. You have to have that confidence that if you make all these plays, the best plays, that you can win, that you will win, that you can beat your opponent. Where am I going? Can someone tell me the way?
There are many players here whose English is not all that great. The guys from Thailand, one could win, actually.
I played 6 big goals in one game. It's very useful for Thai people who study this game and learn, study more work for the everyday use.
I played a Ghanaian today, and you know, Marlon has made himself an honorary Ghanaian. I don't think the nation of Ghana has offered, or even some of the Ghanaians here, but he took a Ghanaian name upon himself.
Yes, I took a Ghanaian name. Ghana is my people's. I'm a Ghanaian citizen. When Ghana want me, they got me, but I ain't asking the United States for shit. In the meantime and in between time, the master plan is to, you know, be who I am, a pre-Mecca Malcolm playing Scrabble.
With a lot of these Scrabble players, when they say they haven't been studying, that means they've been doing nothing but studying. And they've got, like, different places in their brain where they store the British words and the American words. It's an unbelievably impossible task.
Word meanings are absolutely useless in this particular environment. For instance, when I was going through writing down every word that I did not know, I started with definitions, but when you begin to read the definitions, if you are sane at all, it will drive you slowly insane.
A lot of the top players will have an associative memory in which they alphabetize the letters on their rack, and they immediately associate that alphabetized list with the words that they know.
A-A-C-E-M-N-O-P-R-S. Again, I didn't know it, but it's mascarpone, I think, the Italian cheese.
Y-A-D-H-T-R-S. R-I-B.
Very good, sweetie.
A-C-E-H-O-P-R-R-S.
That's a good one.
Sharecrop?
Sharecrop. God damn it.
Hey, Brian, what did you think it was?
Horsecrap.
Compound word.
Brian Capoletto is the Tiger Woods of Scrabble. He was beating the best players when he was 16 years old. Now he's in his 30s and he's already won a national championship.
That R is giving up big, big plays for this, the C, the B, the W.
In their first 8 plays, 6 of them are bingos. I mean, that's incredible.
Brian's at 333 to 331. A lot of junk in the bag. Brian's up 2. LR3W out.
We just went through some pretty extraordinary Scrabble. Would you guys agree? Yeah.
Whatever. I just want to get a money game. You know me?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you want a piece of things, too, so where are you going to go if...
Well, I don't know. That's why I figured I'd follow you, because the action is usually around you.
Thank you. That's a nice gesture, because nobody...
Matt has a Jones for gambling. I have a Jones for winning.
Boys have a Scrabble game going on
over
here.
Whatever that means. Michael was going to play me for like 10
after this game. Yeah, well, we are playing for $25.
What is
it? Oh, so that's more, isn't it?
his equity. His percentage chance of winning is about 1%.
Every serious Scrabble player should, you know, form his homage to Mecca, Washington Square Park, Northwest Corner. Sit down and play.
We've had a lot of strong players come out here, and their initial contest in Washington Square Park were not all that favorable, because in fact it's a different set of vibrations out here, you know?
We are playing under duress here. You got the Turkish marches.
Drop your shit and you're playing me. Go get your black ass.
Most of them don't go to tournaments. Most of them won't go to a tournament. This is their own little private playing area or, you know, playing venue, and they love it here.
I don't even know about, a lot about their personal lives. I never ask people personal questions, really, unless I'm really interested in them. I don't even know what half of them do.
Is that clear, Mr. Fuckhead from Tunisia?
Some people don't take their medications occasionally, and so they can be a little hot-headed. Several days ago, actually, one of the players took offense and started screaming at me.
Mostly the level in the park is pretty high. Certainly the word knowledge is pretty high.
43.
Aldo is the most extreme, amazing example of that. Aldo has never played in a rated tournament. He would be in the top 50, I believe.
I started playing Scrabble only about 5-6 years ago here. I went to grammar school, Washington Square Park, St. Joseph's. Went to NYU, so I grew up here.
Joe Edley did come to the park last summer, and I'll tell you, it was just a brilliant day.
They wanted me to play Edley. I guess I'm the champion of Washington Square Park.
And when Aldo started playing, just about everybody gravitated to that table because that was the center of interest, you know. And Aldo's one of the boys, and everybody wanted to see him kick some ass.
My turf. This is my, you know.
Joe Edley was not the most loved person in the Scrabble world.
I remember Joe had a bingo on his rack.
A bingo which everybody on the side saw. He's the best player in the country, and he didn't see it.
For some reason or other, everyone is seeing it, and I'm not. I just have blank in my head, and also on my rack, but I didn't.
Aldo beat him, simple as that.
He made the parkies proud, so it's a good moment.
Everybody was happy to see the guy get his ass kicked.
He listed a bunch of excuses. His biorhythms were bad. There were things happening.
Is that what he said?
It would never happen in tournaments.
Is that what he said?
Kibitzing, yelling. I mean, it's not like a tournament at all. It's like a noisy, noisy club.
Well, let's put it like this. He has not returned.
A lot of doing well at this game is the obsession. I mean, you really do have to have the brain working and knowing how to assess the probabilities and
spend
things.
Hours and hours studying and memorizing
words.
But
without that obsession, you're just not going to get that far.
But I just put the cue in the bag. There's only 6 tiles in the bag.
The women, I think, don't have as much time. They're trying to do the whole thing, the career, the family. I was actually going to college full time. And had 3 kids at home when I won. It's basically a numbers game. The people that excel seem to be people that are into numbers kind of things and logic. They're not the English teachers, they're the math teachers. I have a degree in computer science. Jan Dixon is an accountant.
The play is unacceptable. What do you mean you women take my long time?
There have never been more than 6 women in the top 50 at any one time at the rated players. There has been as few as only 3 women. The theory is that men tend to be a little more competitive, a little bit more their ego riding on it. A lot of men, if they've got the strong ego, if they can't maintain that level, they quit playing.
Yeah, and also, I think maybe there might be something genetic in women that we don't care as much whether we dominate. The women in Scrabble tend to just not be as obsessed.
Look at it. Look, go through the SCH sometime when you got nothing to do. Well, you know, schmooze, schmelz. I don't know what schmelz is. What is that? You're Yiddish.
You have to look it up.
You're supposed to know that.
Unless it's a variation of schmelz.
72. 66. 47. 14. Challenge Elfins, E-L-F-I-N-S. It's good. It's good? Seriously? No, it's not in Webster's. It must have come from one of the older collegiates.
I never applied myself that hard to anything I ever did in my life besides Scrabble. I never succeeded in any other endeavor. I have done very little to contribute to society most of my life. I was a college dropout. I felt I had learned everything I needed to know in order to get by in this life in kindergarten when I knew how to read. I don't have a real life as compared to most people I know, and even most Scrabble players I know. How a typical day goes for me, I sleep while the sun is shining, and then I get up and eventually play a few games of Scrabble, and that's the day. Every Thursday night, I run National Scrabble Association Club number 56 in New York City. My particular club is frequented by the most competitive players around. There's very little else I'm actually qualified to do at this point, and playing Scrabble is actually the only thing my body will allow me to sit still and do for a period of time without major interruptions. The next selection is my latest Scrabble anthem, and this is from the Beatles. And once you hear the lyric, you'll know immediately why it's a Scrabble anthem.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slip a while, they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jaguru.
Thank you about two guys who know each other's game very well. They have their little quirks. I think Joel will eventually put on a little prejudice.
It's very frustrating to get stuck because it's not even close. Would you be willing to settle? You don't have any great incentive to do so other than mercy. The fact that I'm in a terrible run.
How much am I settling for?
Well, I was figuring like about 500 was about right at that, you know. 40% through the match. But
all right, I'll match. Accept 500 now.
You'll accept 500?
Yeah.
It's just,
All right, I have no match. Done deal, 500.
Thank you. Because when I'm out here, you want to play a little low-stakes clivers or something? Just a couple games before I go back.
The reason Scrabble took off for me is my mom had tried to thrust it upon me for years, and I wasn't interested in learning how to play. Then one year she gives it, you know, one of those, like, why would somebody give you a gift you had no interest in and you'd already expressed it? Like, so she gives me and my girlfriend at the time, you know, a Scrabble game. And when you're learning how to do something on your own, you know, it's more rewarding. Well, here's how you score. You gotta get these letters across the premium square. Oh, you gotta leave yourself better. You can't just score. You gotta leave good tiles in the rack or you're screwed next time. You know, when I was at this first tournament and saw the way the good players play and all the 7 and 8 letter words just, you know, spreading out over the board, you know, and I liked it.
Give it up for Matt Graham, everybody.
Conan O'Brien has 3 monologue writers. They went on a succession of, like, vacations of 3, 4, and 5 weeks over, like, a year and a half. And I filled in on all those. And then even when I went into stand-up, you know, I'd write the occasional wordplay joke. The thing that's hard there is, I mean, from the very beginning I was doing it, people were telling me I was going to be a huge, huge success.
I have an ant farm, but, you know, it's kind of a modest ant farm. It's one ant in an hourglass. He can dig tunnels and stuff, but he's always got a time deadline to meet. You know, I'm going to perform cat things. I hope you like it. Thanks again for that warm enthusiasm. This is Cat Things.
Certainly, had I gotten the job that I didn't get at Conan, I'd be very, very financially independent, and that would kind of be nice. I like money because I like the things it provides. I've just never been a guy excited about looking at my bank account and seeing how it's growing. You know, I mean, I could care less about that. I've given my last dollar away numerous times. Most people couldn't do that because they never have a last dollar. You know what I mean? I've had the best I don't know anybody who's had a better life than me. Not that I appreciate it all the time anyway. I get pissed off if I draw bad. You know, like I almost lost to a guy who missed dinghies in the previous game. He's a great player, but you shouldn't miss dinghies. You know why I couldn't miss dinghies, you know, if you beat me with a claw hammer? It could be possible that I'm not good enough to actually be the best player ever to play this game. But I'd rather just know the truth than accept that if I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather not whistle in the dark.
Matt must have saved my life or some shit in the previous life. That's the only fucking way. You know, I can't imagine why I'm still friends with that motherfucker. The stupid motherfucker put down a bogus word on me, a phony. And I told him, you're building up bad karma, you know, with your behavior, you know. And then he said, well, you're an idiot and an asshole. But that was just the beginning. Sure enough, this motherfucker asked me for money after the tournament. I'm like, fool, you lucky I'm not whipping your dumb ass right now.
How did he get so competitive?
Well, like I said, his uncle Harrison would probably have the greatest influence on him in competing.
It was a short meeting. Let me put this bingo down. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 16, 32, 82.
2020 bingo. That's my main. 2020 bingo.
Being a large family, a poor family, all we could do was play cards. I was playing pinochle and whist and all those things by the time we were 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
12, 18, 22.
You got 22?
I'm up at the board.
What's up, Aunt Annette? I came to give you some competition.
You can't handle me yet.
Uh-oh. I beg to differ with you.
I was the reason they gave the Scrabble community a headache by bringing Marlon to the tournament. Challenge.
If I give you a free challenge, if it ain't no good, I'll take it off.
If it ain't no good, you will take it off.
He was so good, without tracking or anything else. And I said, what is your ranking? What is your IQ? So then he, you know, he had to tell me about the white man and the European test and all that. I didn't want to hear that crap. I said, your IQ.
One of the things that happened to the African when he was brought to Western, far Western Europe, you know, which is what America is we had our language, our name, and our spirituality stripped from us. I, as an African, speak English. That is a problem. It is a problem to me that my mother speaks to me in English.
Sometimes I think that perhaps if we had a, you know, just went a little bit slow or been a little bit more tolerant, that he could accomplish far more, far more.
English is a fucked up language. Too many words have multiple meanings. You know, motherfuckers go crazy dealing with this shit. Light my shit. This is my little high. It's all I do. You know, I know I need to stop smoking in tournaments. You know, because, you know, sometimes I can see that I be sitting there fucking tripping at the table. But when it comes time to play, I'm not going to smoke. San Diego, I'm going to be fucking ready. I'm going to win the Nationals one day, and I'm going to smoke a big motherfucking spliff at the ceremony when they give me the bowl and shit.
When I won the National Championship in 1980, it just seemed like my life had been leading up to this moment. You know, manifesting your reality, manifesting winning. In 1978, the Scrabble Dictionary was published for the first time. It dawned on me that, you know what, if I get in on this, it's going to be really big. I can go to the top. I actually took a job as a night watchman, started studying Scrabble, like 4 or 5 hours a night.
Joe Edley.
So when I won, I really felt like the universe was telling me what to do, and I was just doing it.
His goal in life is to be at peak performance, get his body and mind and soul to a place where he can perform at peak. He's a very stable, centered individual, and all of those things contribute to him being able to do what he does at the game.
In this box, I have most of the early Scrabble flashcards that I did on my former girlfriend's business card. I got so focused on these words that I would often read these cards, and her name never even came into my head. It's kind of interesting. I usually run through one of these in a minute, do a word every couple seconds. Well, when I'm driving. When I'm not driving, it's quicker. The only study time I get these days is when I'm driving to and from work. I drive about an hour to work and back.
People are so pathetic. I mean, I want to have a good life. Beyond that, man, whatever happens to this planet, I mean, blowing up is too good for this planet. People should just suffer, suffer, suffer. I'm still trying to work it out where I'll be, you know, causing a lot of the suffering and not suffering myself. That's what I'm working on.
You're working on being Joe Edley.
No, he causes such small scale suffering.
I can't.
Have you heard from Matt recently? What's he doing?
Oh, man, he's here.
He's playing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's another top player. Oh, this is going to be a strong tournament. I guess this is a great tournament. You cool?
I'm good now, you know.
I don't want to have to break you guys up again.
Everything should be relatively organized.
to just go over, find your opponent and your seat, and go to the appropriate place.
We'll keep a tab on our side action and settle up at the end.
Cool. You guys got any money on this one?
$5 and $5. $5 for game and 5 cents a point.
Good luck and begin.
What's going on in this room right now? After hours games playing. Right here, they are playing Speed Scrabble. I think 5 minutes per game.
Play as fast as you can. Don't worry about scoring. Don't sit there and get mixed up in thought. You know, it's about leaving thought behind and then animal instinct. In a speed game, I undoubtedly will play some upside down. Are you ready?
No. You hold your jaws, put it face down. Get set, put on your rack when I say go. Ready? Get set, go. Put on your rack.
First, I'm second. Whatever. You know, I'm going to do him like you do me. Since you won $20 more than me, can you give me $5?
Watch, he's going to come out with his palm out. You know what I mean? And, of course, I'm a vengeful dick if I, you know, refuse to do it on that basis. I want to say, I'll give you 20 if I win, if I can have the bed so that I can sleep good. And now that I'm taking care of my shit, I don't need this kind of symbiotic misery. You know what I mean?
Tonight's lecture is, it's kind of a unique situation. This group may very well have intermediate players and expert players and even maybe some top players might want to sit in. I start out by asking them,
how do you know when you know a word is good?
Seen it before. You recognize.
How do you know you've seen it before? Answering this question can be the most important thing you learn in your whole Scrabble career. I think everybody at least has touched upon the idea of anagrams. When I am on the highway, the first time I saw right lane and thought of earthling, you know, the first time it was amazing, you know. And I hadn't studied it, it just was there. I don't know how to teach strategy other than to teach it from the point of view of the expert. I'm not about to tell a beginner what a lesser than best play was. Now, shall we go over some positions? I'd like to get into a little bit of strategy. Culinary.
Wow. I miss anodizes against Matt. You know, I might have won the game. No big deal. Shit happens.
Mike, how'd you do? Mike?
Where are you?
Behind you.
1 and 2.
Same here. Oh.
Matt is playing Wanaki for the tournament.
I never have much money coming in. I'm just kind of scraping by to the next day. So, I'm never going to be a rock star or NBA player. So, for me, it's closest I get to that kind of adoration.
Oh, did he win the tournament? It means money in his pocket.
Means money in his pocket.
And a couple of weeks of respect.
That's perfect.
Tournament players. I mean, how many people do you know that you can rattle off hundreds of, of seven-letter words and know all these three-letter and two-letter and all these things that they have committed to memory? You need to have an arbiter. You need to have something there that you can say, well, you're right and I'm wrong, or vice versa.
To end controversies, the official Scrabble Players Dictionary was created using originally the top five dictionaries in North America. The offensive word controversy and the cleansing of the dictionary was, for me, the worst experience that I've gone through.
When it erupted, we were in a position where it seemed like for a minute we weren't going to be able to satisfy anybody.
A Holocaust survivor was playing Scrabble. They happened to notice the word Jew as a verb, and they just went berserk.
When we looked at it, we felt that it was the right thing to take those offensive words out of the dictionary.
Problem is, what's an offensive word and what isn't? What about dickhead? All right, well, yeah, that probably's got to go. What about putz?
The selection process you use is to just look at patently offensive words, words that have absolutely no other definition except an offensive one.
So then we got into great stuff like tup.
See, I don't even know what that is.
Well, tup means to have intercourse with a sheep.
That was in there? I don't know that that was. I couldn't tell you whether it was or not.
I was in a meeting actually at Hasbro one time, and someone said, I was looking at this list and the word tup isn't in there. And that means to have intercourse with a sheep. And I said, it means for a ram to have intercourse with a sheep, not a couple of farm boys.
Rarely do compromises work, but I think in this case it worked very well because we now have two dictionaries, and one that's for the family and playing the game, and the other's for the tournament players. That's it.
I'm Makara Solomon, the principal of Ralph Bunch Elementary School, and we're here today to kind of bring together our school Scrabble program. I heard about an expert in the area, so we kind of hooked up with the expert, and we've developed a program here for Scrabble, and the kids love it.
13.
times 2. What's 13 plus 13? If you got 13,
26.
There you go. Whenever you want to learn how to count something, convert it to money. I bet you could count it then.
That's a word, and it plays right there.
Scrabble is a game where it helps you in a lot of ways. It mirrors life in a lot of ways. You have 7 letters that you have to make a decision with, and that basically is life. No matter what kind of thing happened to you in your life, just do the best you can do in the circumstance you find yourself in.
When you lose all the time, are you a good sportsmanship about it?
For the most part, yes.
I know it's close, but still.
Find 4 R's.
Have you ever lost a game and then you think to yourself, what you should have did, you probably would have won?
For me, I can remember games like 2 or 3 weeks later. You know, I say, oh, I should have done this, you know, and maybe I would have won the game. For some people, you know, they do what we call a post-mortem, where they look at the board after the game is over and discuss, you know, what, you know, they could have done to win the game.
What's the position?
Well, this.
The W, yeah. Does, the W runs nicely with these 4. W goes right in front of them.
Down 17 is the next one.
Don't analyze here.
It's certainly a bingo here, bingo here, bingo here.
I said to myself, if the BW... No, I didn't even see the BW hooks for that.
Fuck! That's so gutsy with you see the hooks, isn't it?
When you travel, do you play your own ticket or the people at the for the tournament?
Fortunately, we have to kick out for our own travel and expenses. You know, we gotta pay for everything. The day is coming though where, you know, I'm gonna get the rock star treatment and people are gonna give me hotel rooms and stuff like that. That's coming.
Marlon. Get up. It's 9:00.
Tomorrow I might even win a prize. I haven't asked him how he feels about San Diego. I suppose Joe thinks he has a chance, but I don't know if it's a good chance. You come up against Edley and Brian and Trey Wright and people like that, it's a very tough road to hold.
How'd you feel you played?
Until today, I played very well. Today I fucked up 2 endgames. One of the endgames that I blew because I saw too many players.
You're supposed to play the bingo. The only way he can win is to hit you back.
He had Inquire in the bag.
That's the only way he can win is to hit you back.
Well, against Trey, I could have bingoed with 2 tiles left in the bag and an unseen cue and would have won most of the time, but I saw at least one scenario where I was surely losing.
Not necessarily.
How you gonna win, Joel?
I think it's you and me, right?
I have about 230 points of spread on Trey. If he beats me by 116 or more, then he wins.
$2,000 for Brian Capilano.
Hey, you going to come to the park this Saturday?
You've got to be kidding.
How so?
I don't come to that park. It's an hour and a half trip and to be in an uncomfortable place with mostly people I don't care for.
Edby's coming.
What did I just say?
Last year, last summer, I had a day where I came out, and it was a pretty warm day. I played Aldo, who's one of the stronger players here. Got some good action here. Want to make it as much like a Nationals as I can.
Well, tell me that. I'm going to ask him for odds.
No, I'm not going to give you odds.
No, no odds. I don't give odds. You got to play like a man. You got to play like a girl. You want to wear a skirt when you come to the bar?
Hey, it's not a good place for a night watch.
My head is spinning a little now from all that. I mean, you don't play that many games, but Joe won 4 out of 7. I push over.
We have it here from Alex Clarkie. The national champ is no pushover. Smokey's talking.
Am I the champion? I hope to be in 3 weeks. I'm pretty good.
When is your next tournament?
The Nationals is August the 18th through the 22nd in San Diego. That's for 25 Gs. You know, brother man need to get paid.
AAADERW. What's the pattern of letters here?
ABIPRRSS.
AACEMNOPRS.
Eisenhower.
National Scrabble Championships ever. 700 plus people in one giant football field sized room filing in like extras in Night of the Living Dead. Total wild card race this year. Brian Cappelletto, Ed Lee, the usual suspects, but throw in Nigel Richards, the most prodigious word knower in the world probably, but he's got to separate out all the British words from the American words because this is the first big American tournament he's played in. It could be pretty wild.
Word war will set off the keg. My words war. Should a word have two meanings?
my life's done a lot of working out perfectly accidentally. If I can win a major Scrabble tournament, maybe it'll lead to positive thinking, you know, be a motivational speaker, or maybe it'll lead to things I wouldn't even imagine.
I just try to eat simply some mantras, Tai Chi, focus, focus, focus.
I had a pinched nerve in my upper back for much of the last month, and it was hindering my study because I couldn't get comfortable in the chair. And I did manage to study just over 30,000 seven- and eight-letter words in the past month, so I think I'm fairly well prepared now.
I just have to get a little serious for 1 second. The NSA is going to introduce a new and stronger policy on inappropriate behavior at Scrabble clubs and tournaments. It includes but is not limited to cheating, abusive or foul language, intimidating behavior towards your opponent, and anything else that we deem inappropriate.
They talk about no intimidating your opponent. What the fuck is that? You know, Joe Addy intimidates his opponents. People, when they saying it, people are standing around looking at me. I'm like, what the hell are y'all looking at me for?
And let's play Scrabble.
Nigel hasn't made any mistakes on his words.
Day one went smoothly and swimmingly. 6-1, and rumor has it I may be in third place.
Is this like your best dot in the National?
I would say this is the first time I've come here and really felt in a position to have a strong impact on the tournament.
One motherfucker I would be scared of having a good start in the match.
When a guy gets hot, it's just inexplicable. It's not just his good picking or his good playing. It's what the other people do. You know what I mean? It's the way fate seems laid out. You know what I mean?
Run down hotel. I'm here to play Scrabble. I don't care about no San Diego. Man, I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody had at least one loss. Matt finally had a good start in the Nationals. He's 6-1. You know, but if he had a good day tomorrow, he could move around and win. You know, but I don't think he'll hold up, but he might. You know. I'm 5-2. I'm one game off the pace.
I was choking on mucus last night. Turns out my Primatine inhaler may have been empty. Oh, I didn't realize it, and I kept puffing on it anyway, and it wasn't helping. Physical stresses were definitely disconcerting, but my mental state is still good.
Oh,
thank you. Really appreciate it.
I would appreciate if you didn't have your crusty motherfucking feet where I lay my heel.
Everybody wants to take a master class from him and learn his strategy.
For a long time, he worked as a night watchman.
I mean, we had nothing else to do. He memorized the dictionary.
He's one of those people
that has the dictionary memorized. There's at least about 10 guys.
Where is Laura? Trying to find out how some of my top competitors are doing.
I'm in the top 10, 10 and 4. It's only 2 12-2s, is maybe 2 11-3s at most. Matt is 11-3, I believe.
I actually moved up.
You a star, man. We're gonna make you a star. Madison Avenue is gonna love you, man. You're gonna be fucking rich, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, just let me pimp you, man. I'll be your pimp. And I won't be calling you no bitch either. I'll treat you like a man. I'll be your pimp. I'll treat you like a man. You want to Tijuana with you, too?
No, I'm not. I can't do that, Mom.
Why not?
It's not my thing. Is that
your thing? You know, if I go 6-1 tomorrow, I'm gonna fucking win. Get my check ready. Women are missing the best sex they would ever have right now. They just don't know.
Come on, sweetie. Dinner.
Let's
what
have
do you want to eat?
I'm trying not to get
Let's just walk
hill.
Outside.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Nah.
Amber, come on.
I was recommended
Stand up.
To Rubio's. Honey. They have fish tacos. Come on, sweetie.
Stand up or you're not eating.
I really don't even know why I brought it. Oh, I know why I brought it. For action after the tournament was over. That's why I brought it. Of course, you know, Matt's always good for a game or two. Start in the Nationals. He's having it now, and he could be the one to run away with the field. Shit is happening.
Where are you at right now?
I'm 13-4. I don't know what Joel did. I'm just walking on cloud nine. Who knows? Joel, you ready?
Yes, motherfucker.
Come here, man.
Suck. I got a little bit of fun.
All right, give me a pound.
15-2.
Holy shit. That is awesome.
What are you doing
right away? 10-7. I just beat Ed Lee 554 to 293.
Yes!
Oh, man. I was so fucking happy. You cannot imagine. He was just moaning the whole game.
Making mistakes, and my brain energy is not flowing. That's all I can say. That's the simple answer. That I didn't get acupuncture before. I knew there was a slight problem. I was hoping it wouldn't be a problem. I'm not playing that well.
Callum.
Yeah, I'm 11 years old and I've been playing for 2.5 years.
You looking like maybe you want to sit over there in Division One someday?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to get like super obsessed where I don't like have a job.
It has no goddamn business being the word be meant.
you know, you get on us for saying B, you know, the invariant B, but you want to put B meant. Yes. Dude!
I can explain it 10 different ways!
I would feel bad if I didn't make my best play. Your best play is never to play a fucking phony because the opponent could challenge you.
I mean, you'd have lost if you challenged him as good.
So fucking what? I know hooks. I know extension.
I had a better chance of catching you on spread than you did of catching.
No, you didn't. That's the whole fucking point.
You keep right the fuck on. It's gonna be all goddamn night. Motherfucker.
Turkey sandwiches already? I'm gonna try and avoid antagonizing him anyway, which I didn't totally last night, but out of three quarters of the conversational sequences, I was trying to avoid it. And then every fourth, I would just get angry again myself and prod him a little bit.
He would imagine that we are friends. I would not consider him a friend. Friends do not, you know, do the things that he has done.
It's a self-destructive thing, and I don't do those things in Scrabble. You know, the bag's empty, I know what he has, I'm gonna win. Don't stick him with the cue. And then he plays the cue somewhere else, and my clock has dropped now in all this dithering that didn't do anything. It's just fearful, and I didn't used to be so fearful when I played. I mean, it was like that feeling when your spirit is broken in a particular situation. I just W-U-I-I-R, and, you know, and my opponent's just picking, you know what I mean? It's like, and there, I mean, it's not like I could do anything, but I felt like I was drawing exceptionally badly because I was in a very negative frame of mind at that point, so I'm just more discouraged than I've, like, ever been, but I'll just go make a couple calls, talk to friends. Oh, no.
Seventeen, 51 people.
67 at CU.
Motherfucking there you go.
Mom, please. I told somebody, I said, it's like the money got feet and was walking away and was waving goodbye while it was gone. That's how bad it was. Oh. The games with Joel were ridiculous. I'll tell you about it when I get home. Like, I got double blanked every game in the afternoon. If I had one blank in them games, I might have won them games. Every one of them. That's amazing. I don't listen. That's really disgusting me. Okay. All right, bro. Why did I get goddamn double blanked, man? Is that the answer? Shit happens?
I don't know.
Why it's gotta happen to me, the broke motherfucker? Damn!
Most unorthodox style of any of the top Scrabble players. Scrabble players look at his game from behind his letters sometimes, and they don't have a clue what he's doing. Inside, I know he's very excited, but I don't think he'll show any nerves.
Nigel Richards is probably the best player in the world. The problem for Nigel is he is playing in an American Dictionary-only tournament for the first time.
The game is different now. I find myself changing tiles more. I find I'm not opening so much as I might. Because I'm not sure that some of the words that I know, I can play.
25,000 dollars. It's a reminder of why I'm playing this game.
Thank you.
I find myself competing against players with college degrees and high-powered jobs, and I know that I have the ability to process at the same level, and this game proves it for me. What's your record, man?
16-15.
He's won more than he's lost in this tournament.
Eighth place was Marlon Hill with 20-11.
My fate is to get the hell away from Sprouse. I can't do this. I'll play in Washington Square Park when I can, but the tournament, is not for me.
To look at smart drug moderation, coffee and sugar moderation, more efficient use of my time even. Perhaps the most incredible person in human history can feel positive about any experience. I'm not him. One of them.
Gave away my last game, or I made a really bad blunder. But so it goes.
Die, Guru. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change.
change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world.
First of all, money is news. You could have a tour every week, a Scrabble tour. Forget about these little prizes, 2001. It'd be like golf. You know, the first person gets like, you know, 25, like 50,000, the second prize. So the Scrabble tourists can make a living playing Scrabble. Not on that, they'll be in the news all the time. They'll have more sports centers. Who knows?